Today on our ad show, we are speaking with somebody from Alberta Milk. It is communications manager Carly Conway. And first off, Carly, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
All right, awesome. Now, you know what? When we think of Alberta, a lot of times we think more of, you know, grains, canola, things like that, beef, but dairy not so much as really thought about as much. How big is Alberta's dairy industry, just to kind of give us an idea?
Yeah. Well, there's about 500 dairy farms across the province. We produce about 800 million liters of milk in a year. In comparing to the rest of Canada, we are small fish. So we're about 8.5% production of Canadian milk.
Okay. Wow. That's still quite a little bit more than I thought it was. So in saying that, though, I mean, obviously last year, let's not kid ourselves, it was, our world was kind of turned upside down a little bit when no matter what industry you were. How did the pandemic really affect dairy producers in our province?
Yeah, it was a real struggle for our industry. It's really interesting to see some of the trends in consumer demand, and that unpredictability has been a real challenge for our industry. So we saw when the pandemic hit, and it was mostly the restaurants and service industry closing that really affected our milk production. So
right.
Before they closed, though, it was interesting because it spiked. So we saw the consumption of milk go up because, well, we're assuming that it was from people hoarding food. So they were panic buying dairy products. So we were getting so many inquiries about how to freeze milk and whatnot. So our consumption went way up and then it went way down.
Okay, so a real yo-yo effect here I'm seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was challenging. So it went down. So that affected our farms because we can't just turn off the taps for cows, right?
Right,
so,
true.
So it was a really challenging time for our farmers, if that means that some of the dairy cows had to turn into beef cows, drying cows off, so that means that, like, stop milking them so that they're not going to produce milk anymore. So that was a really challenging time because there was quota cuts in Alberta and across Canada, and globally this was an issue. Then we saw consumption kind of come back up again and stabilize at a lower level, but we also saw some peaks in some consumption levels in regards to people eating at home more. We know that they consume more dairy products. So people were baking, you know, you see everybody making bread and making dinner at home and having cereal in the morning. And so we saw a dairy consumption increase. So that was good news for our farms. And we saw those little peaks of increased consumption, which signaled to our farms to produce more milk.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I was doing this too. I used to go out and get pancakes all the time, and now here I am making my pancake specialties at home. I can relate to that. I guess, yeah, fair enough. So, Carly, what would you say that for Alberta Milk some of the goals are for 2021? What are some of the things that you've heard from your dairy producers, and where would they like to see it go in 2021?
Mm-hmm. Well, processing is a bit of an issue in our province. So we work within the Western Milk Pool. So the four Western provinces, we pool our milk and work together to make sure that all of our processors have the milk that they need. But here in Alberta, we're low on processing capacity. So I think that's a goal that our board is striving towards, is getting a improved processing capacity here in the province.
Is that something where the federal government or the provincial government can play a role, or would that be more of a private sector thing in order to increase that capacity?
Well, I know that we've had support, certainly from our provincial government, that there's grants available to support this, but I think that it'll likely be accomplished through the private sector.
Okay, interesting.
But no decisions have been made. We're just really trying to figure out what that means for our province and the Western Milk Pool.
But I guess at the same time, too, then that means that obviously there's a demand for it. And now I guess is that a bit of a happy challenge when you're like, how do we meet the demand for our milk? That's got to be at least part of making you guys smile over there a little bit, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to know that, you know, especially here in Albertans, that people stand behind dairy and agriculture, I think, is such a key function of Alberta culture. So it's nice to see Albertans rallying behind dairy.
Okay. Now, I know yesterday when we were kind of like mentioning a little bit about it, supply management, and I know that we've seen certain former members of parliament, namely Maxime Bernier, who have kind of made a career on saying that supply management is bad, and even using terms as the supply management cartel. Overall, I guess, what is the position of Alberta Milk when it comes to supply management? I know that there's a certain few outspoken advocates of it, but I or against it, I should say. But there's more advocates, I find, than opponents of supply management. What's the overall position of your organization?
Yeah, Alberta Milk, to our core, will always fight to support supply management. It's a marketing system that works for our farms. We're not suggesting that supply management works for another type of industry, but it works impeccably for the dairy and poultry industries.
Okay, interesting, interesting. And as I had mentioned, just out of curiosity, when you had mentioned how many milk producers are, how many dairy farms are there throughout Alberta, and are they like scattered throughout? Are they in like a specific area, or are they all over the province?
Yeah. Yes, there's about 500 farms.
Wow.
They're more, it's divvied up closer around the Edmonton-ish area. Central Alberta, we have a large percentage around the Pinoca area, and then in Lethbridge, we have a really high percentage as well. So less around the borders of the province, and more centralized, I would say.
Okay, awesome. And I said one of the big things you had mentioned, obviously, increased capacity for dairy farmers, which is an exciting thing. Any other big things that Alberta Milk wants to advocate for, at least in 2021, short-term goals?
Well, I think our goal will always be to advocate for supply management. It helps keep your milk local. So I think a lot of people don't understand some of the complexities that exist with supply management, and that, it's really something that ensures that, the farm down your road or in your community or an hour away from a city, that milk stays fresh and it comes from local farms, and it supports our Alberta economy. So about 15,000 jobs are sustained through the dairy industry in Alberta, and that's because of supply management, because we can keep those processing plants going, because we can keep our farms, they have stability and predictability in their market. So I think that's always something that's on our radar. We know that with more recent trade agreements and I'm sure ones to come, that supply management has been carved out. So it's been about 18% of our market has been given away to foreign dairy. So that's something that we will always advocate against, to keeping your milk local and supporting local businesses.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess in saying that, though, I know obviously that there were some situations where a little more American dairy than would have hoped for, maybe under the previous U.S. administration, was making its way into Canada as a whole. Is that a bit concerning back then?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, the American, we all, Canadians have, or Canadian dairy is some of the highest quality dairy products. We have, our farms have to follow some of the most rigorous standards. And they all have to follow a program called ProAction, which it's not just about milk quality, it's about how they take care of their cows, how they care for the environment. And if you're not on ProAction, you cannot produce milk in Canada. And so when we look at that in regards to foreign milk coming into Canada, they don't have to follow those same standards as they do here in Canada. So I think Canadians, by looking for the little blue cow, it's literally a little blue
Yep.
cow on dairy products. You know that you're supporting, your local farms that meet those really high standards here in Canada.
So that's that little blue cow, just to say, that's like usually on the bottom of most milk cartons, if you look there with a the little Canadian maple leaf next to it, and the cow's happy and smiling, and that's the one, right?
It's a little blue cow. It's the maple leaf, and it says Canadian quality milk. So,
Okay, good. So
and you know
we'll
that it's
yeah.
100% Canadian dairy.
Okay, great. Well, that's obviously important. You want to definitely support local as well. And I was just going to say this too, because you'd mentioned something earlier in the interview that I didn't know, I guess, as somebody who grew up in the city. And that is that if cows aren't milked on a regular basis, is there like health risks to the cows if they don't get milked on a regular basis?
Yeah, for sure. So that's why there's a bunch of different ways that dairy farmers milk their cows, but they have to be milked 2 to 3 times a day. If they don't, that can absolutely cause them to be really uncomfortable. So dairy farm is rigorous. They have to get up early in the morning to make sure they're taken care of. And again, another point in the day, the idea of taking vacation can be challenging for our farms because it doesn't stop. It's not a seasonal farming venture. It's an all day, every day. So in times where they have to dry cows off, farms have different procedures on their farm that they have to follow to kind of wean the cows off of milking.
Okay, wow, I did not know that. That's very interesting. Well, awesome. Well, Carly, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Great, thanks for having me.
This is Carly Conway. She is the Communications Manager for Alberta Milk, and this is another segment of our agriculture program.